Imagine you went to hear a concert put on by children or amateurs. And they aren't in tune and they aren't together. Should that get in the way of your enjoyment? Many would agree that technical flawlessness is not the primary goal of that particular venture, and that instead, it's about the educational or the communal experience. And you make that possible by playing the role of the listener at the end of the year. But is that to say that there is truly nothing valuable in the performance itself? Even in the case of very rocky and unskilled performances, there is still a great deal to be gotten from the concert. Since the early 20th century, the availability of recordings has spoiled us with a glut of highly polished professional performances, and this has changed our expectations. The marketing of records of classical music during the second half of the 20th century promoted the idea that certain recordings represented a definitive performance. A gold standard of sorts, which all other performances would be measured against. But many bemoan this new way of looking at things because it encouraged a kind of standardization, which transformed what was once a living, flexible tradition into one where so much is codified that the tradition is at risk of becoming fossilized, losing its expressive appeal as well as its relevance to new generations. Rather, these commentators argued, a musical composition is a shape that is meant to be occupied by different individuals who are to instill it with their own particular voice and personality. Whether instilling this unique voice is done in a calculated way or unintentionally, the unique, inimitable, and unrepeatable nature of the live performance is what makes it so interesting. And consequently, that particular rendition of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is in fact a great deal more interesting, unique, and special than a professional recording because of the particular sound that this particular child imparts on the song. However hard she may have worked to align her performance with accepted musical norms, she did not completely erase her particular vocal timbre, her individual way of phrasing, the way she sometimes needs breath in the middle of a phrase, and so forth. These elements, like her speaking voice, like her appearance, are inherent to our perception of her identity. We should relish the fact that we were able to hear something that represents her much better than we can hear anything personal coming out of the trained, cookie-cutter performance of the professional. Precisely because the child's performance deviated so much from the standard, polished performance, so easily found in recordings, you have been treated to a far more singular and special experience. You may in fact find that the so-called errors themselves can shed a new light on the work far better than yet another polished performance. Ideally, there is a balance to be found between the two extremes presented here. One where basic technical aspects are in place, but there is room remaining for variation and individual expression. But unless you are expected to give critical feedback at the end of the performance, don't overfocus on the technical shortcomings. It's not about the mistakes and the mishaps or whether the music is out of tune. Think of that as the authenticity and the charm of the experience.